Baruch Hu Yisrael, Parshas Korach, Day 5, an excerpt from 178a. Omar da Levi Hu, and Levi he shall serve. As Avodas Omway, the service of the tent of meeting. Rabbi Abba Pasach, Rabbi Abba opened the discourse. Hayoshev al Chul Gaoritz, the one who sits upon the circle of the earth. He sees the verse from a long time ago, knew that the world was round. So Chazi, come and see. Kad boy kutrabichu, the Mivri Alma. And only must be he wanted to create the world. So it came, and it rose from will before him. Ubar alayni created the Raisa with the Torah. Ubar ishtachlu, and in it was included. Not only did he use the Torah as the blueprint to create the world, but also energy of the Torah is in everything. See, that's what's written, Mechino, Shemayim, the preparation of the heavens, Shemani, there, I am there, the Torah is there. See, it's written, Reya Etzlo, and I was by him, Amon, the Arlesen, Hashem used the Torah as the tool to create the universe. What more, behold, is explained, how to create Amon, and the Uman, created the tool. Kados of the Mivri Adam, when he came to create man, well, it, my brother said, I'm the Torah said, if he's my gunner, it's Kriyas Echapayim. And for nothing are you called patient, Rav Chesed, abundant loving kindness. At that time, the Norfolk Adam Alma, the person that man went into the world, of a Ziv Patsufa delay, the effulgence of his posture, Me'el Mesata, from above and below, was shining. Rahudachun Mine, Kol Baryan, and all creatures trembled before him. What more is explained? Tokazi, come and see in revelation. Oh, it's Kayim Alma. The world does not endure, it's not completed. Ad ha'ishaita nofak adam b'shlimo dekula. Till that time that man came out, was created, complete of everything, including all the energies of existence. He started his shiom when the day was sanctified, and he was created on Friday, and then the Shabbos came, and became sanctified. We stuck in Kesaya Kadisha, and it was set up a holy throne, the Malka for the king. Then those above and below who completed and joys are found in all worlds, every type of joy, each world according to its nature. At that time the boy Yom HaVizkacha, that they wanted to be sanctified, was coming to Shabbos Eve. This boy Gufa de Lahon came out, the spirits of demons. We created a body for them. It's called Ishoma, and they were sanctified. Lost for you, and they weren't created. Ishtar Alma Kamod Nisfogim. The world was left like it was, effective from its work, lacking something. Vistacher, surrounded. So these energies Hashem created them specifically lacking, because He wanted to leave something imperfect in the world, and it's our job to fix it up. The whole negative side comes from a lack of being imperfect. It's like these spirits without bodies, which means lights without vessels, and we make the vessels to complete all these lacking, negative, deficient aspects of the world. So it says elsewhere, it comes to drawn from the deficiency of the moon, that we fill up the light of the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence in the universe, and fill up all the lacks and make vessels. So eventually Hashem's presence will shine on all sides, even from the negative side, and we turn into positive energies. Here in the Scottish, Israel, once Israel sanctified, and they completed the levels, mean by sanctification of the sanctuary, which was like also a stage of creation of the universe. As I says elsewhere, that the sanctuary is like a miniature of the entire universe, microcosm. So sanctifying the sanctuary is like the world being sanctified with the Shabbos. Vishtichochu levoi b'star small levim are found on the left side, because they come from the left side of judgment. Kadish tolam how pigima de alma, when that defect of the world was completed, b'star smola, on the left side, because that's the place where all the defect has a hold. Although, because of this boil is not called levoi, it's necessarily purified levim on the left side. But then kula is called b'yamina. Then it's all included in the right side. And chesed v'amolav is pogim, and the world is not any more defective. Again, kach, because of this, ksiv is written v'ovad levi hu, and levi he shall serve, which means that his service will be to complete the lack of the universe. And the purification inauguration process of levim is rectifying all the lacks at the root place in the universe. Hu Ashlam Estas, well, he completes the left side in his root. Hu Ashlam Begimu De Alma, he completes the defect of the universe. Vafilu Ha Estar, Sidra De Sofon, and even that north side, the historic Chosr Ba'am, which was left lacking in the world. Tarot Kupor Kutcher Bichu Alma, and Holy Bust be created the world. As it says, Mitzofon Tichta Charo, from the north will be opened to bed. The Gemara says in Babasra that the north side of the world was left incomplete, but it's completed. Since the levim are drawn from the aspect of Gvura, which is the north side, Their purification purifies the north side, and is completed, also comes a place to recognize Hashem's light from that direction, from that energy in the universe. Levoa Barona Ashlim Lakula. Levite in the Aron completed everything. In which way? My Aron. What does it mean with Aron? What do they have to do with the Aron HaKodesh, with the Holy Ark? How Matula, and that carrying, that will not leave Mashkina, that they carried in the sanctuary. Because they used to set up the Mishkin and bear the Aron. So carrying it connected them with, made them subservient to this energy, and to be able to draw from it. And to that good connection, to draw light even to the left side is lacking. To that, Ishtalim Kahu Kolhau Begimo Hayodei. It was completed, all of that defect to him. Hula Eila Besmalo. He above is the left side, he's the holy guru of Kedusha. His kol b'min is glued on the right side to serving the Kohanim and to carrying the Aron, and cause all the aspects of left in the universe be included in the right, and completes them, because the right side shines light. It's like the sun shining to the moon, which makes the moon shine also, so it completes its lack, its defect. So furthermore, Udo Atika, when it says Ova Levi, who he shall serve. Udo Atika, this is referring to the Atika Kedisha, the internal level of the Keser. Yamali Dina Lo Ishtak, of course that's why it's who, which is like something hidden, because Tika is hidden. Yamali Dina, we're not for judgment, Lo Ishtakach Ba'alma, that wasn't found in the world. Lo Havu Miyadi B'nei Nasha, people would not know me, Musi Lo, the high level of faith. There has to be some level of judgment to constrict the light, otherwise too much, you can't look at the sun directly. So if Hashem's light would just shine openly without any restriction, without a holy power of constriction from the left side of Bruh, would blind us, and we wouldn't be able to perceive him, and wouldn't have be able to have faith in him. And people wouldn't strive in the Torah. And they wouldn't fulfill the commandments of the Torah. The complete service is found in the world, the Gavi Malchut Kedisha to the Holy King. Who does it? This is Levi, because to him makes constriction for us to receive and do everything. That's the basis, that's the stage, the foundation for all. So furthermore, Vovod Levi, who and Levi he shall serve. No explanation of this verse. Come on, Adoma, we find that it says, Ki Hashem Elokim, and Hashem Elokim, who Ashlim Shlei Musa. He completes the completion. We have Yikula Chad, it all should be one. That's Hashem Hu Elokim. So Levi, or Levi Hu, is the bridge between Hashem Elokim, the right side and left side, the connection force, again, drawn from Atika, from Keser, surrounding light, which unites the right and left side of Hashem, which is mercy, and Elokim, which is Din. So it says, the love of Levi Hu, and he shall serve, it's hinting to Hashem Hu Elokim, that the Hu, the connection of Atika, the Hu, connects Hashem Elokim, right side and left side. And to that, everything is completed, including the infinite light of Hashem. We see the divine unity from all places. Who, another explanation of who, he, Pshita Lekabla Lenisrael, is spread out to receive Lenisrael the Shechina. Come on, Adam is fine, it says, Swallow Tachas Roshi, his left hand is underneath my head, spread out to receive the head of the Malchus and to bring it up also from the state of boundaries to the state of limitlessness. Begin Lechabra Zivuga Kachada, in order to attach to unification as one, to bring left side and right side together, up and down. Man Asarichi Musa, who awakens love? Aviomer, say who? Level of who? The hidden level. The root that unites the opposites. So, furthermore, who? Another explanation of this level. Who? Come on, somebody find it. It says, who are Sanu? He made us. Lo anachnu amo, we are his people. Begin kach, because of this. Who the Sata? Who the level of who is beneath and is above? Because it's coming from the level that transcends above and below, right and left, and unites them. Who is Gali is revealed. Who is Sasim is concealed. Who are the king? He is Elohim, so it shines in all levels. And Levi, who connects with this, brings up this special unification of the universe. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Zamin Kutcher Bechu. Time to come, the Holy Blessed be He. Lan Hora will shine, the Sihara to the moon, and the Hora de Shimsha, the light of the sun, and the Hora de Shimsha, the light of the sun, Yehachad, Shiva, will be seven times. The moon will become equal to the sun, and the sun will be sevenfold. Amen. The Kedah is written, by your Lavonak, your Achaman, the light of the moon should be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun should be sevenfold. Even it says, Lo Yavo Od Shimsheikh, the sun should not set anymore, Mechich Lo Yosef, your moon should not be gathered. Also won't set. Kedah is written, Lo Yavo Od Hashemish Lo Yom, you won't have neither sun for the day and night, light in the daytime, moon for light at night, but the light of Hashem that unites both of them will shine, and they'll be included in it. We'll see and perceive Hashem from above and below, from next world and this world, from right and left side, completely. We'll see it's all included in the Ein Sof. Experience this in our consciousness to see how all aspects of reality are just part of the divine oneness. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.